No, he said, if you're going to have it in this life, I'm going to bless you in this life and that to come. He said, I have it all worked out. But just think about it, how many of us would have just got up and followed a stranger?
Come on, preach that now.
That had told us, come follow me, leave out everything, your fishing behind, your this, your that, you know. You know, but we see him, you know, although they left their job behind, how he increased them overnight. When they caught that big catch of fish. Although, he didn't do it right then and there, but somewhere in his walk with them.
That's true, that's true.
They got it all back, I mean.
Everything.
That's true.
And a bunch, they caught more fish that one day that they had caught in their whole entire life of fishing.
Yes, ma'am.
Do y'all hear me?
Broke the net.
The whole entire, they caught so many, they had to beg for their friends.
Praise the Lord.
Their partners.
That is true.
Hey, this my other half over here, he said partners, yeah, partners. They had to beg for them to come and help them.
Yep.
They had got what they, all these years of just going out there catching, you know, this one catch.
Do you think that wherever Jesus was born, it's like, you know, the rumors going around and everything because, you know, it was all anticipated and everything because, you know, the one priest told Herod and everything, you know, that he was coming and the wise men was coming and all this, the king was born. Do you think all that right there over the years built their anticipation up?
Yeah, see, they had been anticipating the Messiah since Adam time.
Well, I mean,
every lady that had a boy said, could this be?
Well, they also had the prophecy of the 70 weeks.
Yeah, the
see
70
that?
Weeks. And they understood
Revelation
it.
Again.
Revelation.
They all understood it. Because that's the end.
But everybody was expecting.
They were, absolutely.
Everybody. Hugely expecting. And I think that his birth had a lot to do with that because the rumors went around all of Israel about it, about what was going on. Really, the whole world, the known world at that time, because even the wise men came. You know, so they saw all the signals in the sky. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was just, they didn't anticipate, it just kept building and building and building until they was ready to receive him when he came on the scene.
Oh, they were ready.
When they heard
said,
his voice.
I know you're coming, I've been expecting you, but
when they heard
not
his
to
voice.
Nobody this lower degree. I thought you would come to some kind of ritual.
When they heard his voice, they heard the anointing. They heard something they never
the
heard.
Angels,
it's God. They heard God himself speaking.
The angels sung a song to them and told them.
That's what happened to Paul.
Yeah. The anticipation. You know, that's wild. To be born in that era.
I hear so many people say that God has perfect timing. I've been thinking about that lately. I don't know if it's scripture necessarily that says that, but I do
it
know.
It said in the fullness of time.
Fullness of time.
Yeah.
God deals with man on time. Yeah. Although he don't live in time.
He's lazy precision there.
And in the kingdom, we don't have to be in time.
He has strategy.
We're out of time. But he still deal with us on time. So in the fullness of time, he can.
Now,
go get my girl.
Oh, okay.
Now, when...
We understand it. Just good to see you. Good to have you.
Yeah, I'm just freaking out. Y'all really blessed me this morning.
Amen. We
had it. I'm wound up like a Swiss watch.
When they heard Jesus, when they heard his voice, they followed him. Same thing happened to Paul. When I made it to chapter 22, Acts 22, verse 7. Now Paul is on his way from Damascus to persecute Christians. But in verse 7 it says, and I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, arise and go to Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of the things all things which are appointed for thee to do. Now, he said that they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spoke to me. Now, in chapter 9, he said, verse 10 says, Verse 4 says, "And he fell unto the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what would thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man." Now, the part that they didn't hear was when Jesus revealed himself. He said, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? He said, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. Now, they didn't hear that part. But the part that they did hear was the instruction in verse 6. Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And Saul arose from the earth. See, Saul couldn't see how to get there. They were still bent on persecuting Christians. But they heard that voice. They didn't hear the first part. They heard the instruction, not the revelation. He said, Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. Now he went and he got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, he was saved, so he got filled with the Holy Ghost. Now in chapter 26, there's more instruction for Paul that the men still didn't hear. Verse 14 says, and this is a more complete.
So you're saying they didn't hear it all?
They didn't hear when Jesus revealed himself to Paul. They didn't hear that part. They heard the instructions of where to go. See, if you put it all together, they had the Lord use them to help him get to Ananias, because he couldn't see. And he couldn't see till he got there. So they led him. But they didn't hear who was talking to Paul when Jesus...
It said they did.
Yeah.
It said they did. In when it happened, when Luke recorded the incident, it says they heard the voice of him that spoke.
Yeah, they did. They heard the part where he said, Arise. Arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. See, they heard that instruction.
Yeah.
But what they didn't hear was like when he said, verse 14 and 26, and when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Lord, who art thou? And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I will send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. See, if they thought like Pharisees, they wouldn't want this to happen. So they didn't hear that part.
You think they didn't hear that part?
Mm.
What about in Acts chapter 9, verse 7, where it says, the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man?
Yeah, now they did. They heard a voice. But I always thought, like, in verse 6, they didn't hear verse 5 and up. They heard verse 6 and down. See, verse 6
said... But you said they didn't hear the whole conversation. They only heard...
Part.
Heard just the instruction of where to take him and stuff.
Yeah. And you base that on what?
In chapter... In 22...
For hard working, you.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
For hard working in this morning, don't.
That's all right. That's good.
Let's see here. 20.
That's how we grow. In, yeah, verse 22, he said, and verse 9, he revealed that he was Jesus. Verse 9 says.
What chapter are you in?
Oh, 22.
22 and.
And 22 and 8 says, and I answered, who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And then verse 9 said, and they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me.
isn't that a contradiction?
Mm.
It's well, not see, a contradiction?
Well, they didn't hear that part. And then, but they did. That verse 6 said, and he trembling astonished said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And when the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. That's the voice they heard. That's what I always believe, that they heard the instructions of where to go, but not, and they saw the light, but they didn't hear when he said that he was Jesus. They just heard, they saw the light, and then they heard.
But you do, what do you do about verse 6 or verse 7 in 9 and 7? The men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. So if they heard Jesus speaking to them.
Yeah. Saying, arise and go, you know, arise and go to the city, and it should be told thee what thou must do. They heard that part, and probably what he said, and he could say it all.
Okay. That's interesting. I
mean, it's kind of like...
That's just another question we're going to have.
You know how when the Lord give you a revelation or something, and when you may not share the whole part because for different reasons, but you'll give part of it to portray a thought, you know, to give people a picture of a thought. But, you know, men that's going to arrest Christians and persecute them, they wanted to do this. Paul could receive the revelation, so... He said, who art thou, Lord? He was humble.
The problem with this is that Paul is not the author of this book.
Mm-mm.
Luke is the author of the
right.
book. Luke says they heard the voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
Now, Paul says they didn't. That doesn't matter because Luke has already said they heard it.
Yeah.
Now, Paul is not the author. Paul didn't write the
right,
book.
Right. That's correct. I believe that. But
so there are times when a speaker is going to contradict the author of the book.
Yeah.
And this is one of those times
mm-hmm.
when the speaker actually contradicts the author
yeah.
of the book.
Yeah.
And when there's a contradiction between the speaker and the author, we need to go with the author.
Mm-hmm.
So if the, to the extent that, and I understand that you have figured out a way to wiggle out of this.
No, I ain't trying.
But to the extent that there is a contradiction here, mm-hmm. and it certainly is to me, but there is to the extent that there is, we have to go with the author and not the speaker. Because we already talked about when Stephen was preaching.
Yeah.
Stephen actually got
yeah,
Moses
remember,
in the ark.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He got his facts all mixed up.
Yeah.
Now we know that that's, I mean, we know, now Luke didn't say, yay, amen, that's the way it was.
He just wrote down
he
what
he said.
He just
wrote down what Stephen said. Stephen got Moses in the ark.
Yeah.
And that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But that, you know, but that doesn't take away the inspiration of the Bible.
Right.
It just faithfully records what somebody said.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, everything that everybody
right.
says in the Bible is not necessarily true.
And Paul, I'm mixing them up, see?
There you go. That's right. That's true.
But Paul probably thought the man did not hear.
He may have.
So overwhelmed.
He may have, mm-hmm. sister. That's a good
he
point.
He didn't think that they heard.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. That's entirely possible. He don't know what they heard.
At Jesus, when he got baptized.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Some of them thought they heard lightning.
That is true.
Some of them said, heard a voice
that's
from
good.
Heaven. And
true.
He spoke.
I like
and
that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't. And
yeah.
so that's what Paul was thinking.
I like that. That's real good.
Yeah.
He didn't hear it.
Yeah, see,
that's a good point.
I've done it too. I've been ministering.
He just knew it was just him and the Lord for a moment.
Sometime I listen to a broadcast and I'll give a reference and I say, man, I messed that up. You know, I just messed that up.
We do it.
We can miss it sometimes in our conversation.
We do.
Like I was saying, Peter said, and it was Paul. Mm-hmm. Said, okay.
That's right. We do it all
the time. But I knew I was, but we're not like the weather people. The weather people mix it and they do it three times. One of the weather ladies on TV, on Channel 13, was trying to say, bring your plants in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, pants. Mm-hmm. Make sure you bring all your pants in. And she missed that three times. Now, you know, that's just
years ago, I caught that where, you know, the men didn't hear something and then they did hear something. And I said, I went back and read the whole thing, and I said, well, he was trying to get Paul to go to Ananias' house, and contrary people had to take him. So they saw, this is how I saw it. They saw the light, they saw Paul get knocked off his horse, and Paul had a dialogue that they didn't hear. And then they heard Arise go to the mat, you know, where he had to go.
They heard part of it, but not all of it.
Right. And that made sense because how you going to get, you know, a dozen Pharisees to take you to a Christian's house so that you can do God's will? Because that's what happened. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what, they ended up cooperating. Now, they probably went back to persecute Christians after that, but Paul was changed. But
for sure.
We way out of time. This is the most deep class that I ever been in. I'm like, wow.
Now I also agree with Brother Horton. You go with the author because the author's writing down.
That's true.
You know what was said.
He's the one that's inspired.
Yeah.
The speaker is not necessarily inspired. And
yeah.
Speakers can make mistakes.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You know, that's why I took that position and. When you put all the facts together and look at it, you see the wisdom of God. But, okay, we'll pick up next time at the end of that.
Amen.
Verse 11.
Good,
okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom. Lord, bless us to go forward in you, doing all the wonderful things you have in store for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. Thank you.